Hello everybody, this is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in Forest Hill Boulevard in Florida. It's always my pleasure being with you in this great program, Peace and Love. And in our episode for today, Be the One, Lead the Way, we are going to complete what we started before, What's Your Diversity Awareness Profile? Just to remind you, we are talking about the diversity awareness profile, which is considered the way of living. How you react in your life, how you deal with others, it's the kind of personality to describe how you are living your life. The first category, it's five types. The first one, as we mentioned before, the naive, and they are very simple people, limited personal development and limited success as well. Very low communication skills, poor communication skills with others. The example for this personality is Cain in the Old Testament. The next one is the perpetuator. They are aware that they have a bad behavior or things to be developed, but unfortunately, they always get offended. They do not develop this type or this behavior or this point that should be developed. They are not, and they accuse others for the bad stuff which they themselves are doing, and they accuse others as well for any bad behavior, so they are very judgmental. They cannot accept any kind of criticism, and that's why they are always offended. The example of this personality is Saul. The third personality type, or the third profile according to the diversity awareness profile, is the avoider. Again, as we used to, I'm going to give you a full description about the avoider and an example from the Bible about it. And we are going to give you some, I'm going to give you some tips how to detect this personality in you and how to avoid it. The avoider. These people, they knew very well what's wrong with their personality. So it's exactly like the perpetuator. They knew very well, but the difference that these people develop themselves very well, so they work hard on developing themselves. They are successful in their life, considered successful in comparison to others around them, and they develop their personalities and they look for the points that should be developed and they work hard on it. Their main problem is they are not addressing or they are not caring about others' development. They just develop themselves. It has a good point that they are not judgmental, but at the end of the day, it's not the point of being judgmental or not, to be honest. It's the point of they are not helping others to develop themselves. Although they may knew very well how to help others, but they don't care. They just focus on themselves. And that's why they are called avoiders. They avoid others. Others leave them alone. And that's bad, for example, in a family. If one of the parents is that way, that will be bad. And that's, by the way, that's one of the cases that's normal in some families. That, for example, the husband or the wife are like, you know, I'm focusing on myself, on my personal success. What about the kids? You know, they will learn by nature, which is not true. That's your rule. In some jobs, I'm just focusing on myself, my personal development, my success in the company. I'm like, I don't care about my colleagues or my group or my team. So as a leader, avoiders are suffering at this area because yes, they develop themselves, yes, they look good in front of everyone, but they are not helping others. And that's why they are successful, but not as successful as others. Still, others are much more successful than them. You are very successful once you offer service to others. When you serve others more, you are more successful. And that's why the servant leadership, as we mentioned before, is the key for success. But avoiders are only serving themselves. We have an example about that. Eli the priest in the Old Testament. Eli the priest, he was a priest and he had kids. His two kids are like horrible. They are the worst examples ever for priesthood and for anything. Why? They go around and they like distract the priesthood. They took money and they took everything and they did illegal stuff even in the temple. So they are moving on the wrong track. Okay, this is something bad. But what about Eli himself? Eli himself was a great priest, loved by everyone. But again, what about his kids? So he developed himself to reach to the point to be a very successful priest. But he didn't help others around him, even his kids by himself. He didn't try even to help them to work hard and to develop themselves. That's the main issue for the avoider. Not caring about others' defects or others' points that should be developed. He don't care, or she does not care. The avoider is considered successful, yes, but with a very limited access to others. They can be more successful if they help people, especially because they knew what's wrong. Because they are very analytical. So they analyze themselves. They knew that they are doing something wrong and they knew what others can be doing wrong to be helping them to be successful and to develop. But they don't. Okay, here are some tips for you to help you to figure out, are you considered avoider or not? Bring a piece of paper, please, and write this question and review it with yourself so that it will help you to develop. Number one, are you developing yourself on a regular basis? Are you developing yourself like sitting with yourself, knowing what's wrong and developing yourself on a regular basis? Regular basis, which is meant once or twice weekly, at least. Once or twice weekly, at least. Question number two. List the people around you that you are dealing with them on frequent basis, like kids, like wife, like husband, like people at your team, in your team at work, whom you are responsible for. I'm not saying colleagues, but in your team, like you are having the authority over them. Please list your name, list their names in a piece of paper and write in front of each the point that should be developed in each one of them. After writing this, ask this question. Are you helping them to develop or not? It will take some time, this homework from you. It's not an easy one. It's not as others. Because it's not only depending on yourself, it's depending on others as well. I want you to help others, not just to help yourself to grow. If you help self to grow and you are not helping others, you're still in the selfish area. Please, go ahead. As a priest, as a deacon, as a CEO, as a manager, as a husband, as a wife, father, mother, whatever. Please take the responsibility of helping others around you whom you care, whom you are responsible, whom considered under your authority to help them to grow. Thank you so much for being with you today in this episode of Peace and Love. And in our program, Be the One, Lead the Way, we talked about what's your diversity awareness profile. We talked about naive, perpetuator, avoider for today. Looking forward to being with you in our next episode to talk about the change agent. The change agent and the fighter. The change agent and the fighter. We are going to talk about both of them because they are very much related together. The change agent and the fighter. In our next episode, God willing. Again, my name is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in 3405 Forest Hill Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida 33406. Always my pleasure being with you. And please, you can check our lead program account, which is a leadership program for the Diocese of the Southern United States under the auspices of His Grace Bishop Yusuf. In this program, we develop your personality and the personality of others from leadership point of view. You can check our website www.theleadprogram.org. Thank you so much. Looking forward to being with you again.